From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Protests inspired by the Occupy Wall Street movement continue this weekend across the country. At least 15 people were arrested in Denver last night when they tried to stop police from taking down their tents. Early this morning, police in Portland, Oregon arrested some demonstrators who had violated a midnight curfew. The weather is complicating protests in the northeastern part of the country. A snowstorm hit yesterday, with states of emergency declared in New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New York. In New York, protester Arianna Cable says she's had it with the rain and snow.
People have already gotten hypothermia, like, just from the rainstorms, so I'm sure there's going to be more. But to a lot of people, what we're doing here is more important than their personal safety. I normally feel the same way, but I gotta go.
At least three deaths have been blamed on the weather. More than 2 million people lost electrical service. Utilities say it may take some time to restore power to everyone. The Republican candidates for the White House spent yesterday looking for support in primary states. Michelle Bachmann spoke to a church in Iowa. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio reports Herman Cain set his sights on that southern state.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Herman Cain brought his message of a simplified tax code and foreign policy to the West Alabama Republican straw poll. The visit to Tuscaloosa follows stops in Montgomery and Birmingham. Cain says his swing through Alabama is a strategic move to win primary support in spots other than Iowa and New Hampshire.
Some people think that it's going to be over with early. I don't think so, and that's why I'm spending time in Alabama.
A substitute speaker took the place of Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul telephoned his comments in. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
United Nations experts say the world will soon reach a population of 7 billion. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from New Delhi there's a good chance that milestone birth could take place in India.
No one knows for sure, of course, when the 7 billionth citizen will be born. Experts acknowledge that it may have already happened. But the symbolic value of setting a time and place for the birth has gotten people talking about population issues in India. The birth rate here averages around 51 babies per minute. India's population now stands at around 1.2 billion people. It's expected to pass China as the world's most populous country sometime in the next 15 to 20 years. Indian officials are struggling to cope with the huge economic and environmental challenges that population will face. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
Pakistani intelligence officials say a U.S. unmanned aircraft fired missiles at a vehicle in the northwestern part of the country today. Four suspected militants were killed. The attack took place in North Waziristan near the Afghan border, uses a base of operations for Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters. This is NPR News. In Brazil, doctors announced that former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has cancer of the larynx. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports the president will soon undergo chemotherapy.
Lula da Silva, 66, who left office in January after two terms, remains highly popular in Brazil and well-known around the world. Doctors say the tumor was detected during an examination after Lula went to the hospital with pain in his throat. Hospital officials say the tumor is small and that Lula's chances for a full recovery are very good. A former union leader, Lula is credited with overseeing Brazil's resurgence in his 8 years in office. The economy grew at a rapid pace, unemployment fell, and 30 million Brazilians joined the middle class. He was succeeded in office by his close aide, Dilma Rousseff. She herself is a cancer survivor. Juan Ferreiro, NPR News.
Chinese authorities said today that 29 coal miners died in an explosion yesterday at a state-owned mine in Hunan province. Officials say sparks from machines ignited gas in the mine about 820 feet underground. China's mines are the most dangerous in the world. Some mine owners ignore safety standards to produce more coal to keep up with the growing demand for energy. More than 2,400 people died in coal mine accidents in China last year. Workers are bringing in heavy equipment to Atchison, Kansas, to search for three workers still missing after a grain elevator exploded yesterday. Three workers were killed. The blast sent a fireball into the air so high it could be seen in Missouri. The explosion shook homes and businesses as far as 4 miles away. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.